A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line on A Problem Shared. Get your questions and queries in for him. Tony, good morning to you. Good to talk to you again.
And good morning to you, Ger.
Now, we're going to start with a query here that comes in from a listener that says, we learned in school many years ago that the end of World War II and the formation of the UN were sure tools for a lasting world peace. But right now, the news broadcasts are not just full of wars and threats of wars in many parts of the world. My question is, are human beings predisposed to having conflict and war? Is there ever going to be an end to war in the world? Well, the news this morning doesn't really help this listener too much with what's been going on again in Iran and in the Middle East, Tony, but their point is underlined, I guess, about what's happening.
Yeah, and there's at least 20 other wars going on in the world as well. We have, war is bred into our blood. There's been 100,000 years or whatever of wars in our blood, and it's probably the single greatest human problem that we are like animals when it comes to when something goes wrong. We want to get at them, you know, fix them, kill them, get rid of them. And that attitude is in everybody. I don't care who you are. That is down there somewhere in your consciousness. And until such time as that is bred out of the human race. Now, I think there are good signs there as well. I mean, not just, you know, 20, 30 wars going on at the moment. We don't think of the little wars. There's three or four of those going on in Africa. There's some in South America. They're all over the place. And what human beings do at the moment when something isn't going their way is they, you know, take up weapons and they try to eliminate the opposition. And until such time as the world begins to think about other ways of doing it. And there is the beginnings. I mean, I know because I have a great interest in this business. They're the beginnings of thinkers in the world who are beginning to look at things like, you know, how can this be fixed? And it can be fixed by, you know, bringing in, instead of thoughts of war, thoughts of cooperation, reciprocity, a new legal system, a new worldwide cooperative system. And, you know, we've seen the beginnings of it. I mean, the EU is something like that. You know, NATO is more of a warlike, but it is cooperatively based. And as these ideas begin to grow, a new philosophy and a new world system will begin to come in. I think it does take, looking at the history over the last couple of hundred years, it takes a fairly big war or wars to educate people. And that education lasts for about 20 years or 30 years or whatever, and then it goes. That's typical of the last war. I mean, the hopes for peace with the United Nations were massive. And as time went on, you know, countries misbehaved and systems were squeezed around the wrong way and it all went belly up. And until such time as there's a new system in the world, which there is talk about it, there's a lot of philosophers, thinkers, legal people thinking in this way. There's a lot of human beings. I'm in a group that maybe 10, 15 million people around the world who are thinking in terms of a world system, a proper United Nations with proper armies that can act, you know, in a controlled system. And, you know, until such time as that, as they say, alternative system begins to kick in, we will see more and more, you know, wars everywhere. And until such time as human beings cop on that, you know, after 100,000 years of wars, it's time that we kicked out our animal instincts and took on human instincts.
Yeah, and that's part of it. And anything a person can do maybe to get involved in that sort of campaign or a move would be better to focus on and to try and focus on doing something about it, even though people feel powerless to all of it, Tony.
Yeah, a lot of people are totally powerless and some people pretty depressed about it, you know. And basically, when I see a war, I think of, you know, this is going to educate people. It's a peculiar way of looking at war. But, I mean, it is educating more and more people. And I think we are getting to a stage now with the communication systems in the world where there's enough people can actually see what's happening when it's happening. Yeah. That people are beginning to think there must be a different
Better way
of doing it.
Yeah, there certainly is. Okay, we have another query in here from a listener who says, over the last few years, I've been hearing sounds, especially at night when it's quiet. I hear basically two different types of sounds, not all the time, and sometimes no extraneous sounds at all. One sound is sort of a faint sort of ticking or buzzing that seems to vary in speed. The other is more kind of a hiss, like air escaping. I can hear this by day, but not every day. Do you have any thoughts on this sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I suffer a little bit for myself from tinnitus, is what it's called. It's and as people get older, it is quite common to get some sort of, you know, occasional hissing, buzzing. I can hear my heartbeat if I concentrate. I can hear my heart beating. It's not uncommon. But if we focus on that, that's a well-known fact. If you focus on these sounds and you begin to listen for them, you'll hear them more because they're there all the time. We're a biological creature. We have a pumping heart going boom, boom, boom. We have umpteen muscles that twitch and they, some of them around your ears will make little sounds every now and again. And but there are a certain amount of these noises which are not generated, as it were, by the body. They're generated in the brain. And, you know, basically, the terminology is tinnitus, covering the whole range of different types of sounds. But I would suggest that if you haven't spoken to your doctor, that you have it checked out anyway. But it's generally a very common and very, you know, unless it's severe, you know, you get severe tinnitus where people literally have difficulty hearing other things because of it. Now, that needs, you know, some sort of attention. But most tinnitus, like that, will come the odd night or whatever, and if you're stressed, you'll hear it more. That's nothing to really worry about. But if you haven't had anybody look or talk to a doctor about it, I would suggest maybe a good idea to have a chat.
100%. Yeah, definitely. Definitely that's the way to go. Okay, if you have a query or a question for Tony, get him into us on our numbers 0667123666 by call. Text or WhatsApp us to 083 300 300. We want to hear from you on the programme in relation to that. Listener gets in touch, Tony 11, says, from time to time I can get a bit depressed. However, what's been getting to me most recently is the feeling that things are generally not right or that I should be doing something but have forgotten, or plain and simple, the things are going to go badly. Doesn't happen every day, but sometimes I wake with a sort of a foreboding. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, Tony.
Well, the first thing I say there is join the club. Most people go through some degree of depression at some stage in their lives. And it's not uncommon, but there are certain pointers and certain things which lead more to depressive sort of thoughts. Your lifestyle is number one, really. What focus do you have in life? What skills do you use on a daily basis? What way do you manage your interaction with other people? And they'd be the sort of ones that I would say you should have a look at. You know, if you have, you know, you're living on your own maybe, or living, you know, not connected into society and into what's happening. Now, what's happening can be depressive as well, but it by being focused on a day-to-day basis, with something that is both interesting and productive is the single most important thing, I think, in for a human being. So I in that sort of thing, I've umpteen times said it before, hobbies, art, music, sport, whatever, anything that gets you in with other people and doing something that you like to do. And it can, for people who are inactive or old or whatever, there's plenty of, you know, artistic sort of things. There's music, there's, you know, there's all sorts of stuff going on. And by getting involved, that's number one. Number two is your lifestyle. If you're retired, you some people leave the daily routine slip. In other words, they sleep in the morning and they go to sleep in the afternoon or whatever. And the time frame of the day becomes distorted. And that's not a good idea. It's important as possible to keep a regular clock for your day and your night. The other thing then is, you know, finding, if you don't have hobbies or interests, there are umpteen really interesting things. There are nowadays so many different groups that are happy to have people come along. You know, art, music, sport, gardening, fixing things, you know, whatever takes your interest and get stuck into some of those. All of those will help. And as I said already, again, if you haven't spoken to your doctor already, have a word with your doctor just in case.
Worthwhile checking out. Okay, Tony, thanks a million for all that. Thanks for talking to us again this week on A Problem Shared. That's Tony McGinley with us on the line. If you have any view on what he had to say or any questions for him for next week, get him into us now on any of our numbers.